Mornings.
Good morning. I'm Carrie Kelly with your Mixed Morning News update. A plea deal has been reached in the incest case of 37-year-old Monica Mares and her 20-year-old son Caleb Peterson. The two entered into a no-contest plea for the charge of incest, which is a third-degree felony. Under that plea, both will spend 18 months under supervised probation, as well as being prohibited from having contact with each other. As the scene continues to be investigated, officials with Canon note that work is still underway to determine what happened to cause the U-28 aircraft to crash early Tuesday evening. Congressman Steve Pierce released a statement regarding the crash, stating, "It is with a heavy heart that I offer my deepest condolences to their families, loved ones, and Canon Air Force Base family during this time." Authorities are still investigating the crash. Tuesday night, the Clovis Police Department responded to an auto crash with injuries on Mabry Drive. When officers reached the scene on the 1300 block of East Mabry, they found an injured male who had been struck by the vehicle. The pedestrian has been identified as 39-year-old Victor Waldron of Clovis, who was transported to a medical facility in Lubbock. The driver of the vehicle is identified as Dean Vandam of Clovis, who was transported to PRMC. Back to Mix Mornings After Sports with Doc Elder.
Mix Mornings.
Good morning, I'm Carrie Kelly with your Mix Morning News update. 25-year-old Jose Emiliano Lopez was sentenced to serve 30 years in prison for charges of sexual assault. Back in October, Lopez pled guilty to the assault of his 3-year-old stepdaughter. He will also be required to register as a sex offender for life, serve lifetime parole, and 5 to 20 years of probation upon release from prison. The Clovis man who was accused of shooting Clovis police officer Chris Carone last year has been found guilty of other previous charges. 34-year-old Anthony Baca was found guilty of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, which is a fourth-degree felony. Baca was arrested after police were called out to a burglary in progress. He was sentenced to serve 2.5 years in prison, which included a 1-year enhancement for a prior felony conviction. The case against him in the shooting of Officer Carone, along with 4 other cases, are all pending jury trial. With flu season in full swing, the New Mexico Department of Health has issued a warning to New Mexicans urging to get flu shots. Officials with the state are reporting that widespread flu activity is happening across the state. Since the beginning of the flu season, 109 New Mexicans have been hospitalized due to the virus. Back to Mix Mornings After Sports with Doc Elder.